a structural equational model looking at sexually active Hispanic, Latino, and African American adolescents. The study objective was to evaluate an HIV risk profile using a structural equational model, SEM, in sexually active Hispanic adolescents compared to African American adolescents who participated in a federal CSAP, Center for Substance Abuse Prevention, and HIV Prevention Initiative from 2002 to 2006. The participants, we had 34 of the 48 funded communities agree to participate in the use of standardized data collection and submission protocol that used common instruments, and IRB approval was obtained locally by the site. For baseline data, we collected within the first 30 days prior to receipt of services, was collected on a total of 8,767 youth. Out of the total minority youth, 3,121, Hispanic youth were 919, and African American youth were 1,458. And those two samples, African American and Hispanic youth, are included in the study. Also to note, in order for us to be able to measure HIV risk behaviors, youth had to have had experience sexual activity, either vaginal, oral, or anal sex. There were six measures that we looked at related to process intervention, protective factors. The first one was neighborhood attachment. We had three items that focused on whether or not a particular individual wanted to get out of the neighborhood, whether they liked their neighborhood, if they moved, would they miss their neighborhood. We had four-choice Likert scale response and decent reliability for the scale at 0.758. The next measure that we looked at was ethnicity pride. We use questions from the FINI 1992 Multigroup Ethnic Identity Scale. Ethnic group was described as a cultural group that has similar customs, traditions, and sometimes values. Five items were associated with this measure. Examples included participation in social, educational, and cultural enrichment activities. And response choices were four-choice Likert scale, and again, scale reliability was pretty good at 0.855. The next measure of protective factor we were looking at was family cohesion. We adopted from the MOOS 1974 Family Environment Scale. There were six items with this measure, some of which included listening to family members, spending free time with family members, if a respondent felt close to family members. Departing from MOOS, though, we wanted to stick with the Likert scale instead of the true-false response choice, and we had scale reliability of 0.874. The next measure, school bonding connectedness, we had six items for this measure that asked about attitudes towards school. How often do you feel that schoolwork you are assigned is meaningful? Over the last year, how did you enjoy being in school? Again, a Likert scale response choice and scale reliability of 0.751. The next measure, peer behavior, we use the term peers to define as close or best friends. In general, questions were asked regarding how many of your friends engaged in alcohol, tobacco, or drug use, school performance items, and also number of best friends that that dropped out of school or had been sexually active, etc. Scale reliability for how many peers or friends was 0.738. For number was 0.85. Then we had self-efficacy. Six items were used to determine behavioral intentions with others toward not having protective sex or the use of alcohol or drugs. Again, we had a Likert scale response choice, and scale reliability was 0.833. And then next, we looked at our two outcome-related measures. The first one, we looked at ATOD use, alcohol, tobacco, and other drug use. It consisted of five items. That included responses of the last 30 days, as well as age of first use for alcohol, tobacco, marijuana, inhalants, and other illicit drugs. Scale reliability was 0.85. And then the last outcome measure we looked at was HIV risk. The non-use of condoms in the last 30 days. Alcohol and drug use before the last time had sex or sex for money, drugs, and others. Things in the last 30 days. And the third area, multiple partners with a range of 0 to 6, either lifetime or in the past 3 months. Respondents had to have said 2 or more for this area. Now for the analysis and results. Looking at ATOD and HIV risk, age 11 or older is the first time having sexual intercourse. 86% of the African American youth responded to age 11 or older, and 93% of the Hispanic youth. For ATOD for African American adolescents, for ever used, 52% for smoking, 61% drank an alcoholic beverage on at least one occasion, 55% used marijuana or hash, and 19% reported using other illegal drugs. For the past 30-day use for African-American black youth, marijuana use had the highest percentage for the past 30 days at 31%. For ATOD for the Hispanic youth, ever used, they were slightly higher than the African-American sample, 68% for smoking cigarettes, 81% reported drank an alcoholic beverage on at least one occasion, 63% reported marijuana or hash use, 41% reported use of other illegal drugs. And for the past 30-day use for the Hispanic youth, alcohol use was reported as the highest percentage, the larger percentage of 34. For no illicit drug use, they had a prevalence of over 12% for Hispanics, or 4% for African Americans. Now, taking a look at the structural equational model, we used M+ software. The models were covariant structural models with multiple indicators for all the latent constructs. The hypotheses model for Hispanic adolescents fit moderately well. And in terms of the finding of the model, and then I'll show you the picture of the model. But neighborhood attachment was significantly related to peer behavior. And this is for the Hispanic youth only. Ethnicity pride was significantly related to school connectedness, family cohesion, and peer behavior. School connectedness was significantly related to both self-efficacy and ATOD use, with more school connectedness associated with more self-efficacy of engaging in safe sex practices and less ATOD use. Peer behavior was significantly related to family cohesion and school connectedness. Self-efficacy was significantly related to ATOD use, with more self-efficacy predicting less ATOD use. In turn, more ATOD use predicted less condom use, more likely to use alcohol or drugs before sex, and more reported sexual partners. And there's the model with the covariants there. So where I have highlighted with the red lines there, those were the pathways that were statistically significant for the Hispanic youth, but not necessarily for the African American youth. In this one, we didn't see any statistical relationship between neighborhood attachment and ethnicity pride. We did see ethnicity pride related to school connections, peer behavior, and family cohesion, and neighborhood attachment related to peer behavior. And then the direct impact of self-efficacy on ATOD use. So the two major differences between the Hispanic sample and the African-American sample was that self-efficacy predicted ATOD use and the SEM model for Hispanics, but this path was not significant for African-American adolescents. Ethnicity pride was significantly related to positive peer behavior and school connectedness for both groups. However, it was also related to family connectedness with the Hispanic adolescents. And here's the model for the African-American youth. And again, showing the difference that neighborhood attachment and ethnicity pride was significant for the African-American group. Ethnicity pride did not relate to family cohesion, though. So the model provides strong support for the direct influence of higher ATOD use, significantly predicting higher HIV risk behaviors in Hispanic youth as well as the African-American youth. The model also provides strong support for the inclusion of protective factors and interventions that address school connectedness, ethnicity pride, family cohesion, and association with positive peers. So the implications for prevention. Prevention efforts must focus on groups at greatest risk for HIV. Presently, that is minority adolescents. Prevention must address HIV factors, risk factors that interact together with other problem behaviors like ATOD use, underage drinking. Prevention has to take into consideration the sensitivity to ethnic and cultural pride values that should be interwoven in activities, not just a mere language adaptation. And interventions must be relevant to the lives of Hispanic adolescents with activities that involve neighborhood, family, school, and peer environment. Thank you.